For all that, let's head down not too far from here, actually, to Princes Park, where Brad Lloyd is the head of football at Carlton. He joins us on this Tuesday morning. Brad, good morning and welcome to RSN.
Yeah, good morning.
How's your last couple of days been? We were talking about the whiteboard in Travis Old's office. Must be pretty big. How's your whiteboard in your office? And when did you first get the call from AFL House that your game was potentially on the move?
Yeah, the whiteboard certainly changed a bit. I got the call on Sunday night from the CEO, called myself. And we had a conference call with David Teague and Andrew Russell, our high performance director, and Kane, and said that it could be an option, and discussed that sort of about 10 o'clock Sunday night, and sort of by 8:30 yesterday morning, we'd spoken to our leadership group that said, told them it could be an option, and by sort of probably about 9:45, I think we'd told the whole playing list that the game had changed. So fair bit of movement throughout the overnight.
So the players would have driven to work on Monday morning. They would have had Sunday off, I gather, Brad, just to rehab, and then thinking they've got another week or so, or 6 or 7 days, just to cruise through training. And then, 10:30 or so, like everyone else, it got officially moved?
Yeah, they had no idea. So when we told the leaders, that you could see they were, there wouldn't have been one of them that had sort of had the scoop on it. But, the leaders, they were genuinely excited. Yeah, they were excited to play. They just want to play at the moment. So, they're, I guess, shocked with the change. And but as soon as sort of their minds are adjusted to when we're playing, they're ready to go. So it was really good to see that that feeling.
Do you do a bit of selling about the Thursday night lights? You know, everyone's looking at you. A bit of that sort of just to G them up a little bit?
Yeah, it's exciting for the club. I think naturally that came out in the discussion. Yeah, it's Thursday night, sort of prime time slot. It's what we want. It's great for our members and supporters. The club's constantly trying to connect with the members. Have been that good to us. We had those discussions, but it didn't take much selling. The boys are in a good position at the moment.
But the changing of venue, in all seriousness, is an issue. I mean, MCG, you're used to it, play well there. Your fans love it, even though they can't watch. But Marvel is St Kilda, and they definitely seem to play different and better in that venue.
Yeah, I think the fact that we've sort of coming off a couple of wins, and there's a really good feel around the club at the moment. So there hasn't been any pushback on the venue. So we're really comfortable playing at Marvel. So it's one of those things. You got to win wherever you go, don't you? And I think the fact that we had the really good win on the road against Geelong. Sort of that helps with that as well. So there's been no issue with that. So we'll be ready to go.
Were you given a choice in the matter there?
No, not from that point of view. Look, Kane Little, our CEO, he had those discussions with Gil McLaughlin. But that was the venue that was worked through. So I'm not sure of the exact conversations that those two had. But I think Marvel was the was where the AFL wanted it played, and we're comfortable doing that. Look, it's an extraordinary year, unique year. You look at other clubs have had, they're playing different opposition, let alone different at different venues. So we've got no issue with that. So we're ready to go.
In terms of the way the season's going to play out, are you now preparing yourself for a fixture announcement basically every Sunday night or Monday morning from the AFL? It's kind of hark back to the junior footy days, if there was a forfeit or something like that and you had to swap teams around. Is that what you're feeling this season will shape like?
I did make that comment to the leaders at the end of the meeting yesterday, just that we need to be... that discussion hasn't been had, because I think the AFL and clubs sort of are having to, there's the adjustment over the last couple of days. But I think we all need to be ready for that. You just never know what's going to happen. I don't think even the Travis Old and and Gil McLaughlin, the ones that sort of sort the fixture out, would know, because we need to just take it as the as it all comes with everything going on from a health point of view. So I think we need to be ready for that. And that's been the reason for the 16-minute quarters and the possibility to have 5-day breaks and that sort of thing. So, I think nothing would shock me this year. So, we're prepared for anything.
Because, Brad, in round seven, you're allegedly flying to the Gold Coast. That'd be unlikely the way things stand at the moment.
Yeah, well, I did see. I've seen that, and it did cross my mind, that one. So, it's there at the moment. But, we'll see how that pans out over the coming week. I find so much can happen at the moment, even the last couple of months. In a week, so much can go on in the industry because of the pandemic and all the health factors. So we'll see.
As footy boss, you probably hold your breath sometimes with Twitter and players, but Jack Silvani delivered a very classy tweet yesterday. How is he? And it was a very bizarre incident.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah, like it's hard to see, like the level of force, but it did look like one of those ones that would happen fairly regularly. Like, I know Jack, he'd spoken to me even before the penalty, just say that there was no malice from his end, and he was pretty comfortable. But Zach got the week, and it was a classy response from Jack. There was no hard feelings from his end, that's for sure. But there was a bit of damage done from an injury point of view to Jack, which would have been part of the decision making. So the tribunal got their job to do there. But I thought there was no hard feelings from Jack or Carlton's end.
And he'll definitely miss this week now then, with the game being moved forward?
Yeah, look, he would have missed anyway. That type of injury, I don't think you risk that within a week. So we've been told by our medical group, our doctors, that he wouldn't be playing. But certainly the shortened week didn't help either.
And Harry Mackay, is he a chance to return after missing last week against Essendon?
Yeah, he's a chance. Yeah, he's a chance. So we'll our main session becomes today. So we'll see how he moves around and see how he goes. So he's a genuine chance.
Good news for Carlton supporters. Brad, thanks for your time this morning. All the best. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more action on that whiteboard in your office over the next 15 weeks or so. Good luck with the rest of the season.
All good. All right. Thanks, guys.